One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Christ Embassy Main Church behind Metroplex Shopping Mall, Nalia, and Christ Embassy Satellite Churches, Uganda. You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-77-002372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
This is a continuation of the message. Love, hope, and faith.
Hallelujah.
Love means you're valuable to Him. You may not know what to do, but He knows what to do. He cares about you. It's the same thing that He did to that woman with the issue of blood. The woman had been sick 12 long years. She couldn't get better. She didn't know what to do. But the Bible says when she heard of Jesus, she said to herself, "If I may but touch the hem of His garment, I shall be healed." Like this woman, she was not satisfied to be in the parlor. She was not satisfied to be watching. She was not satisfied to go on her knees. She crept to the TV set. She said, "If I just can touch that thing." And she put her hand on the screen and she was healed instantly. Oh, hallelujah. Great news. 2,000 years after the death and resurrection, He is still the same. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Love means you are valuable to Him. You are. No matter what your case is, no matter your condition in life, it doesn't matter. Think about that woman. She knows what to do. She had spent all of her living on doctors, 12 long years. Bible says she didn't get better, she rather grew worse. She said, "If I may but touch the hem of His garment, I shall be healed." She went through the press. Stinking, smelling woman. Yeah, but God loved her. When she got there, she touched the hem of His garment. There were people around Jesus. She touched just the hem. The Bible says the flow of blood stopped. And she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. She was so scared she wanted to run away. Jesus said, "Who touched me?" She was afraid. They said, "Master, everybody's touching you. How can you say who touched me?" He said, "Somebody touched me. Somebody touched me. For I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." Where did the virtue go? Into the woman who touched him. The Bible says the woman, fearing, knowing what had been done in her, said to him, "Master, I touched you." And she told him all the truth. And Jesus said, "Go home, woman. Thy faith hath made thee whole." Hallelujah. Yes, love means you're valuable to Him. Faith means you believe in Him. Hope means you reach out to Him. Right there in your room as you pray and you talk to the Lord. The whole world may be around you with so much noise, but He's hearing you. Don't despair. He's hearing you. He's hearing you. A young man came to church all the way from Port Harcourt. I'm telling you, love means you're valuable to Him. all the way from Port Harcourt he came, sick, a lecturer in the university. I didn't know anything about him. But he was somewhere, the church was packed out, so he was somewhere outside, close to the door. And the word of knowledge was given about somebody with a heart disease. And because of that, the man cannot work. And while I was still busy looking, who is that guy? Where is he? There's a man coming from the back, moving ever so slowly, taking some time to get to the front. Came to the front and I said, what's wrong with you? The doctors told him his heart had been diseased, sick, and dying. Said, I came all the way from Port Harcourt for this service. He wanted God to heal him. But God saw to it that that service didn't end until we laid hands on him and prayed for him. Hope means you reach out to him. Hopeful all the way from Port Harcourt, expecting a miracle. Why did God mention his case? God just wanted him to know, I know about your case and I love you. And I want to help you. Called him all the way. And in that whole congregation that day, he was the only man who needed that miracle. And the power of God healed him. Jesus is alive. Can you say amen? Are you hearing me? Love means you're valuable. You're valuable. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes. He said, now abided faith, hope, and love. These three. The greatest of these is love. When you don't know what to do, when you're at your wit's end, and you're trying and trying and trying, and you don't know what to do, Jesus comes right in and takes over. The disciples were there struggling, trying to cast out a devil. They tried and tried and they couldn't. The Bible says Jesus came. He came right there. In the midst of your struggle, the Master comes. And he says, can I help you? Can I help you? Can I help you? Some people say, things were all right with me until suddenly my business dropped. Until suddenly my money was gone. Until suddenly something happened and I've been down. Hear me! One day Jesus asked Peter to come to him on the water. And Peter was walking on the water to Jesus. Jesus was on the water. Peter was on the water. In other words, the life was a glorious life. It was a supernatural life. Something beautiful was happening to Peter, and everybody was looking at Peter like they were looking at you, and everything was working out for you. You were everybody's man. Everything was working out. You were walking on the water. Suddenly, Peter began to sink. The Bible says when he saw that the winds and the waves were boisterous, fear came to his heart and he began to sink. Maybe you feel that you are sinking in your life today. Maybe you think you're sinking in your health. Maybe you think you're sinking in your business. Maybe you're sinking in your family. Maybe you're sinking in your finances. But do what Peter did. Jesus was there when Peter was sinking. And I'm telling you, he could have gone down the tubes. Nobody would have helped him. The Master was watching. And Peter was going down into the water. He cried out, Master, help me. And when he did, the Bible says that Jesus reached out his hand and got a hold of him. And said, why did you doubt? And pulled him close to him. And they both walked on the water again. Peter walked on the water again. Brother, you're going to walk on the water again. If you just let Jesus help you, you will walk on the water again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
This message is titled Love, Hope, and Faith.
To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234 188 834 34 or +234 802 332 4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult. And they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus is the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Christ Embassy Main Church behind Metroplex Shopping Mall, Nalia, and Christ Embassy Satellite Churches, Uganda. You can call us on +2567 0538 6452 or
+256 777 0023 72 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com.
This is a continuation of the message, Love, Hope, and Faith.
Hallelujah.
The young man came to church all the way from Port Harcourt. I'm telling you, love means you're valuable to him. All the way from Port Harcourt he came, sick, a lecturer in the university. I didn't know anything about him. But he was somewhere, the church was packed out, so he was somewhere outside, close to the door. And the word of knowledge was given about somebody with a heart disease. And because of that, the man cannot work. And while I was still busy looking, who is that guy? Where is he? There's a man coming from the back, moving ever so slowly. So slowly. Took him some time to get to the front. Came to the front and I said, what's wrong with you? The doctors told him his heart had been diseased. Sick. And dying. Said, I came all the way from Port Harcourt for this service. He wanted God to heal him. But God saw to it that service didn't end until we laid hands on him and prayed for him. Hope means you reach out to him. Hopeful all the way from Port Harcourt, expecting a miracle. Why did God mention his case? God just wanted him to know, I know about your case and I love you and I want to help you. Called him all the way. And in that whole congregation that day, he was the only man who needed that miracle. And the power of God healed him. Jesus is alive. Can you say amen? Are you hearing me? Love means you're valuable. You're valuable. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes. He said, now abided faith, hope, and love. These three. The greatest of these is love. When you don't know what to do, when you're at your wit's end, and you're trying and trying and trying, and you don't know what to do, Jesus comes right in and takes over. The disciples were there struggling, trying to cast out a devil. They tried and tried and they couldn't. The Bible says Jesus came. He came right there. In the midst of your struggle, the Master comes and he says, can I help you? Can I help you? Can I help you? Some people say, things were all right with me until suddenly my business dropped. Until suddenly my money was gone. Until suddenly something happened and I've been down. Hear me! One day Jesus asked Peter to come to him on the water. And Peter was walking on the water to Jesus. Jesus was on the water. Peter was on the water. In other words, the life was a glorious life. It was a supernatural life. Something beautiful was happening to Peter. And everybody was looking at Peter. Like they were looking at you. And everything was working out for you. You were everybody's man. Everything was working out. You were walking on the water. Suddenly, Peter began to sink. The Bible says when he saw that the winds and the waves were boisterous, fear came to his heart and he began to sink. Maybe you feel that you are sinking in your life today. Maybe you think you're sinking in your health. Maybe you think you're sinking in your business. Maybe you're sinking in your family. Maybe you're sinking in your finances. But do what Peter did. Jesus was there when Peter was sinking. And I'm telling you, he could have gone down the tubes. Nobody would have helped him. The Master was watching. And Peter was going down into the water. He cried out, Master, help me.
And when he did, the Bible says that Jesus reached out his hand and got a hold of him and said, "Why did you doubt?" And pulled him close to him. And they both walked on the water again. Peter walked on the water again. Brother, you're going to walk on the water again. If you just let Jesus help you, you will walk on the water again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All you need to say is, "Master, help me." Then let him get a hold of your hand and put your hand in his hand and walk together with Jesus again on the water. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. This is God's power. This is God's spirit. It's never too late. Never. Never too late. Never. Never too late. Tell somebody it's never too late. Never too late. Say it's never too late. It's never too late. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Would you lift up your right hand toward heaven? It's never too late. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah to his holy name forever. Just lift that hand toward heaven and wave it in the presence of the Lord. It's never too late. Jesus is alive. He is never too late. Go ahead and bless his holy name. Those of you outside, go ahead and wave your hands and just bless the Lord. It's never too late. It's never too late. Faith means you believe in him. Hope means you reach out to him. Love means you are valuable to him. He loves you. He cares about you. And you're not alone anymore. You're not alone anymore. Thank you, blessed Lord Jesus. I worship you in spirit and in truth. I worship you in spirit and in truth. There will never be a friend as dear to me as you. I worship you, come on, in spirit and in truth.
Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-770-2372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by
Christ Embassy Uganda, Christ Embassy Main Church behind Metroplex Shopping Mall, Nalia, and Christ Embassy Satellite Churches, Uganda. You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-770-2372
or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com.
This message is titled Love, Hope, and Faith.
For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovoradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.